Okay, good morning. We're on Siman Resh Nun Gimel. All right, we're starting the fun of Bishul on Shabbos. Okay. All right. This can be quite complex. We'll try. The truth is, in my humble opinion, it's not so complex if you just stick with one opinion. The problem is there are so many opinions, and it comes up every single week, and everyone has a thought on the matter. So that's when it becomes complicated. Okay, Resh Nun Gimel. All right, this is, primarily we're starting with Erev Shabbos, and things are going to stay on Shabbos. That's the Aleph. Kira shehi asuya kekedera v'shoftin al piya kedera l'mala v'yeshba makom shvitat shtei kederot. So Kira is, it's the famous oven or stove in Shabbos, and Masachet Shabbos, and this is basically, Lamaisa the poskim say, our ovens and stoves are both this category of Akira. Okay. Now this item has, just Shulchan Aruch writes, the Akira in the times of the Gemara, it was like one big oven that had two openings on top, so you can put two pots on at the same time. Okay, so Im huska begevet shi psoot shel zeitim ve'eitzim. If the fuel, one big stove. Well, it's also a stove and an oven. It's both. If you put it inside, so you depend. You can use it as both. Well put. Okay. So if it's fueled with the leftovers of the or crushed olives or pieces of wood, that's then asur liten aleha tafsho mi ba'od yom lehashoto aleha. So then you're not allowed on Erev Shabbos to put food right on top of it. Eli im kein itbashel kol tzarko v'im itztamek perush holeich v'chaser v'ralo. If it cooks too much, and it will get worse if you leave it on, then you don't even have to have garof and katum. That refers to basically removing and covering, well, we're going to get to that soon. That's basically removing or covering the fuel, the ashes. So then it's okay. Or common terminology, you don't have to use a blech to cover up the oven. That's if it's fully cooked, and if it stays on longer, it's going to get worse. It's going to overcook, dry out, chule. Or if it was completely raw right before Shabbos. Now, this is a $1 million question. What does that mean, completely raw right before Shabbos? Because as soon as you put it on, a few minutes later, it's no longer completely raw anymore. So, there's no exact clear definition. Some say you have to put on raw food, a chunk of meat, right before Shkia. Some say right at Hadlachas Neros, candlelighting. The point is that if you put raw meat right before Shabbos, this is not on a grill. This is in a pot of liquid, like a cholent, like in a crock pot, a pot that's full of liquid. So then the assumption is it will take at least 2, 3, 4 hours minimum, probably 3 to 4 for it to cook. So in that situation, you're not expecting to eat this for Friday night. If it's not meant for Friday night dinner, so then we don't have the worry that someone's going to come stoke the coals or turn up the flame, turn up the gas, and no one's going to, because even if it's on a low flame, if you leave it overnight, it's going to be fully cooked by the morning. So again, let's keep reading. The kevan shehu chai meisiach daito imenu, since it's raw, you're not going to think about it ad lamachar until tomorrow morning. All night long, it's going to have time to cook, and we're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals or right turn up the flame because it's not cooking fast enough. If it's an item that can get cooked in an hour, then we're afraid. It looks like it's not getting ready on time for some strange reason. So you want to heat up, stoke the coals, which would be in Isser Daraisa. Aval im nitbashel ktsat. So if it's partially cooked. Velonit bashal kol tzarcho, but it's not fully cooked. Vafilin bashal kol tzarcho, and even if it is fully cooked, we mistamek via fellow. But if it keeps on cooking, it'll get better. Right? Often the meat gets softer and more tender or more flavor. So then, chayshin an shemer yechatev yasur lehashoto aliyah. So then, you're not allowed to leave it on Friday afternoon to be there on Friday night. Elin king garaf You remove the coals. You cover them. You took some dry dirt or afer and you just covered them up, and they're not revealed. So it's not as hot, and you're not likely to play with it. Right, nowadays that means using a blech. Some point out you should cover up the knobs as well. Okay, ve'im natan ba chaticha chaya mutar ki'ilu haita kula chaya da'yedei kach masiach da'yto mimena. Or the other option is if you don't have a blech handy, you just throw in a raw piece of meat like we just said. And since you don't even if all of it's cooked, but you just add one piece of meat, that kind of ruins it. You're not going to eat from it since there's a raw piece of meat in there. And we're assuming it'll take a few hours to cook, and so therefore it's not a problem of you might come to heat it up. So in that case, it doesn't have to be garaf v'katum. It doesn't have to have a blech. Even if it's not garuf akatum, mutar. Lismach la kedera b'samuch. Mutar, one second. Afilu eina grufa ketuma. New topic. Even if it's not garuf akatum, then you're mutar lismach la kedera b'samuch chutzala. You're allowed to put your hot cooked food on Friday afternoon without a blach if it's right next to the flame. If it's not directly on the flame, but it's going to keep it hot, it's next to the flame, it's going to keep it hot, that's okay, without a blech.
Just clarifying, if there's raw meat, then you still can't put it on, and that can only be next to it?
No. That's why it's new. It's a new topic. There's a period. If it's raw, you can put it right onto the flame Friday afternoon, okay. Right before Shabbos, or perhaps right before Shkia, right before Lakas Neros. But it has to a little bit of seichel, it has to be where it's not going to be ready in time for dinner. And so you see, you're not going to worry about it till the next day. Okay, if you put a little, half a gram of meat in the soup, it'll cook faster, obviously. So it depends. It has to be a situation where it's not going to be ready for that night, for dinner time. V'im huska bekasha begavava, mutar lashot elea, afila eina lo grufa velo ktuma. And if the fuel, again, this doesn't apply for our modern day appliances, but if it has just some straw in there, so straw, it's like paper, it just burns up, and there's nothing there to stoke the coals. If anything, it'll make it worse. So if it's the fuels of a something where there's no worry that you're going to increase and play with it, then there wouldn't be a problem, and you don't have to cover it up or remove it. Okay, Haga. Two kirot, right, next to each other. V'dofen shel cheres b'neim, ha'cha grufa k'tuma, v'ashniya eina grufa k'tuma. So one kira was prepared. One has a blach, one doesn't. So then mutar la'ashot al grufa k'tuma. So obviously you're allowed to put it on the one that has the blach. Alfa pisha mosi yifel mishena grufa k'tuma, even though it's right next to the one that doesn't have. Doesn't have a blach. It's similar to what we just said in the Shulchan Aruch. V'tanur, So most hold, I'll just point out, most poskim hold that a modern day, I kept saying the word blech, most hold that blech is exact, but it doesn't matter, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, it definitely does have the same halacha as garuf v'katum. When I saw the Chazon Ish, says it's not enough. He holds a blech isn't enough, it's because everyone else holds a heker, but he holds it has to be, garuf and katum is in the actual flames. So here, you're not really affecting the flame or the electric elements. It's just covering it. So that's his distinction.
So how would you say it's
permitted? How would he permit it? It's a good question. I don't know. But okay. I don't think the minhag, unless you're a Chazon Ish follower, I don't think the minhag follows any. What?
Yeah,
I don't know how you can use a fire at all for him. I don't know. But if you want to use a stove, how do you make a stove able to be used by the Chazon Ish? I don't know if there is a way. I don't know. What? Okay, hot plate's a separate category. Here, now that someone in the room mentioned a hot plate, I'll just point out that a hot plate, according to many poskim, they consider it like the same status as a blech, because it's not derech bishul, and it doesn't look like you're cooking on it. But I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Elyashiv were both strict on the matter, and they felt that since a hot plate gets really hot, and technically you really could cook on a hot plate, they hold it's not the same level, and you would need to actually put another dish or blech or something on top of a hot plate. So, two different opinions out there, just to clarify. Okay, yeah, we'll save crock pots, I think, for hatmana, but okay. All right, let's continue the Shulchan Aruch v'tanur. Afilu im husak v'kashagava asra afilu yismach halal. So a tanur, that's an oven in the times of Chazal. They had different types of ovens. What we call a tanur is not the same tanur of Chazal. Tanur of Chazal is a specific type of oven. And the poskim say our appliances don't follow the halacha of a tanur. And but just so you know what a tanur is, basically it's wide on the bottom, and it's like cone-shaped, and it's a small opening up on the top. And it's much hotter. It gets hotter and keeps the heat in stronger. And therefore, Chazal were more machmer by a tanur. So even there, if it was heated up with straw, they didn't allow it. Afilu im hu garuv v'katum. You couldn't, even if it was garuv v'katum, one was not allowed to use it, to keep their food on Erev Shabbos. Kol zman shayad seledbo. Now he says, obviously we're talking about yad seledbo. Okay, another whole discussion could be yad seledbo, just to suffice to say, different opinions, and in Hilchos Shabbos, when we're talking about yad seledbo, we're usually talking about an issa d'oraisa. Obviously it depends on what the subject matter is. I saw quoted basically the range of Yad Seledbo could be anywhere from 43 degrees to 71 degrees Celsius, depends on, or 110 to 160 Fahrenheit. Now that's a machlokas. Different opinions on what that is. There's no way, as far as I understand, for one person to come up with an exact number, because it's variables, and it's not an exact science. But wherever different poskim are going to have their window, their frame of where it's a suffix. So if your suffix is from 43 to 71, so anywhere in between, it depends. If it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, that might make a difference if one has to be machmer for. And it really depends if it's you're cooking it or you're going to return things to the fire, if you're worried about bishel achar bishel, reheating foods. So it kind of depends on what the issue is, but some people's suffix zone might be closer to 50 to 60 or 50 to 66. So again, different opinions. But okay. All right, let's continue. We're on Tanur. So we read Tanur. V'kol shekein she'asur lashor betocho o al gabo. So not only next to it, but certainly inside or on top of it. The kofach, shehu makom shvitat kedera achat. So this is an oven stove, where there's only one opening on top. So it's a middle category. Again, it's not our ovens, our stoves. Im husak bekashagava dinu kekira. If it was fueled with like straw, so then one is more makel, begevet of eitzim dino ketanur. So then the halacha follows like a tanur, which is more strict. Ve'atanurim shelanu dinam kekira. And all of our ovens and stoves are like a kira for halachic purposes. Ve'im shachach v'shaha. Now what happens if a person forgot and you left it on? Im utav shel shebisho kol tzarko. If you left it on and you cooked and it was fully cooked before Erev Shabbos, so then mutar afilu hu mitzamek v'yafeloh. And now on Friday night it only cooked more and got better, so then you're allowed to use it. But what happens if you left it on Erev Shabbos without a blech and it was not fully cooked? So then asur ad motzei Shabbos. You have to wait until motzei Shabbos to eat it. And if you left it on, on purpose, when you saw it, and then you left it on when you saw it, and Friday night, and you didn't take it off, then in both cases, it's aser, whether it was fully cooked or not. Haga. Ad b'chdei she'yaser. And the Ramah adds, not right after Shabbos you can use it, you have to wait, let's say it took another hour to cook, you have to wait an hour after Shabbos. V'im lo hechziram, eino yehudi b'shabbat, dino kishachach v'shaha. And What? Oh, hechzirim. And if a non-Jew, okay, whatever I said, if a non-Jew put it there, thank you, returned it, on Shabbos itself, so then it's as if you forgot and you left it there. And if a Jew put it there, then it's as if you did it on purpose. Well, you did. And if it's getting worse on Friday night, because it was already fully cooked, and you don't want to overcook it, so then for sure you're allowed to get benefit afterwards, because you're getting no benefit. Okay, so then b'dyavad you're allowed to eat from it. Some say, shekol shin dvash kemachal ben drasai, perush shem adam, shayah ochel machal oshon dvashal kol tzarko. So then, famous food of Ben Drasai, he was on the run, and so he had to eat his food really quick before getting caught. So he just cooked it just enough that it was considered edible, not very much. Machlok be shown him if it's considered 1/3 or 1/2, but the point is it became edible, just not by most people. So then, if it was cooked this amount, Oshin Basha Kol Tzarko Mi Mistamek Viafelo. Or it was fully cooked before Shabbos, but it got left on, and it is actually getting better and better. So then some say you are allowed, if it's a kira we're talking about, it's okay just to leave it on Friday night, no problem. Even if it be on a tanur, this opinion says it's okay. Even if there was no blech, v'lo huskara grufa ktuma v'husak v'kash agava ela sheyitchil itbasha v'lo yigila machol ben drasai. When the Gemara is machmer for these cases, that's only if it was not machol ben drasai. V'chein le'inyan im natal ekdera me'aleah u'ba le'achzira aleah b'shabbat. And so too for the halachas of chazara, if it was machol ben drasai, so then there are some where meko. V'im shachach v'shaha tavshil v'sheyitchil itbashal v'lo yigila machol ben drasai. And if you left it there, and it wasn't even cooked that amount, maybe it got cooked, just started to cook, but it really wasn't edible yet. Even according to Machal ben Rasai, so then it's for sure we mentioned it's going to be asur. Ve'ein sarich lomar im avar v'shaha. And certainly if you did it on purpose. Hagav v'nagu lahakel kisvara ha'achrona. And the second opinion we could be mako for. V'kol zeh. And this is talking about when you put it on Erev Shabbos. Shekedera yoshevet al kisei shel barzel o agabi avanim ve'enam nogat bagechalim. So here the case is, it's on a stovetop, it's on a grate. It's not resting embedded in the coals itself. Aval hatmana agabi gechalim edivri akol aser. But if you're going to end up doing hatmana when it's surrounded and embedded in the coals, so that's another issue of hatmana, and that everyone holds is going to be aser, because even hatmana on Erev Shabbos with mosif hevel, with an item that's mosif hevel, that's aser. Okay, to do that Erev Shabbos, and it's aser to benefit from it. Haga, v'yesh omrim dafil mekadera omer agabe eish mamish. And some say this is only if it's on the flame itself. Kolzman shehi lug megula lamala. So the Ramah points out, this is a machloket between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, generally Sfardim and Ashkenazim, that if you have hatmana, if it's embedded in coals, or it has some coals, just from the bottom, but it's not surrounded with coals on all sides, I guess six sides, whatever. If it's not embedded on all six sides, so then the Ramah says that that's not hatmana. Even if it's with ashes, by definition, you have to have hatmana. The only time hatmana is if it's completely covered on all sides. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when it comes to being mosif hevel with coals, there is hatmana, even if it's not on all sides. Even if it's only on one side, just from the bottom. Okay. And that's, okay. So that is a major distinction. V'chena minag, and the Ramah says that's the minag, by Ashkenaz to be mekel, that's not called hatamana of mosif hevel. Okay? Rak shenizharim lenatkan, k'tzat kodem ha-shabbat min ha-esh, k'dei sheyuchal Yisrael ha-asiru misham, It's good, but it should be separated from the fire before Shabbos, so that when you remove it, you don't have to move a lot of coals. But just a little bit, it's not such a big deal. V'im lo nitko min ha'esh v'mitzal gabei ha'esh b'shabbat yesh asiru misham aydei en Yehudi. It's embedded in coals, and you're going to have to move a lot of coals around, so then you should have a non-Jew do it for you. V'im leka en Yehudi mutal yisrael asiru misham. But if you have no choice, you're the only one and who's there to take it off, you still could do it. V'yizeher shikachenu misham b'nachat v'lo yonaneh ha'gechalim. Just be careful not to shake or move the coals, so that you don't reignite them. But if it's just a little bit, and that's not your intention to stoke the coals, then don't worry about it. Okay, bet. Kira shehigrufa ktuma. V'natal, so now we're talking about chazara on Friday night. We're done with Erev Shabbos, now comes Friday night, your food's on the stove. Kira shehigrufa ktuma. V'natal akadera me'aliyah afila b'shabbat mutar lachzira kol zman shehi rotachat. So once, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, once you take it off, if you take it off, you're allowed to put it back on the stove, as long as the food is still boiling hot, or at least yad soledet bo. Okay, haga ve'oda biyado. And the Rama adds, and you have to be holding it. Ve'lo hinicha gabi akarka. Shulchan Aruch says, and it can't be on the floor. Can't put it on the ground. You have to be holding on to it. Haga v'daytu lachzira, and it has to be that you have a mind to return it. When you took it off on Friday night, you have a mind to put it back on. V'dafka agaba aval l'tocha asur, but you can't, and it has to be on top of it. You can't put it inside of it. Uvetanu asur lachzira afilu garuf akatum vu adin lekupach o hisiko begavet uveitim. And for a tanur, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be aser. And for the stoves, okay, for the stove tops, the maisa, we just say, make sure you have a blech. Lechatchila, one has to have a mind to put it back on. It still has to be yatzeledibo. You put it on with a blech. You're still holding on to it. And most important, it has to be fully cooked. Never return the pot unless it's fully cooked, because then you have a real problem of bishul on Shabbos deraisa. Hagav v'davka shehatavshil as mevushal kol tzarko. Right? That's what we just said. It has to be fully cooked. And the Rama says, you don't have to necessarily put it back on the same stove, you can put it back on any stove, as long as, right, it has to be covered. If it's not completely cooked, again, I said it again, then for sure you cannot put it back on. So the Rama brings down a kula here. He says, all these tanaim, all these conditions are only if you removed it Erev Shabbos. You put it on Erev Shabbos and you took it off Erev Shabbos, and now you want to put it back on Friday night after Shabbos. Right, during Shabbos. Aval, im lekacho misham, mishachashecha, afilu hinicho agabi karka mutar. But if you took it off on Friday night, the Maisa, you're allowed to put it down on the floor. Okay, he's making on this one. V'chei nohagin lahakil b'tanurim shelanu. And that is the minhag. She'esh lahem din kira v'somchin atzmal divrei ha'mekilim. Okay, and you're allowed to be makel. V'tov lahachmir. But he goes back and he says, actually, it's good to be machmir. Mil. Im nitztanin l'kuli alma asa. And once it gets, once it cools down completely, for sure it's aser. In other words, according to the Rama, you can return it, actually. Is he going to say it here? According to the Rama, you can return it, right, with a blech, assuming it didn't cool down. Even if it's no longer yatsa letitbo. That's another major distinction between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. So Maran Mechaber says it has to be where it's still has to at least still remain yad soledet bo. Because once it drops below yad soledet bo, that's a main topic, one of the main topics in Shin Yuchet. But once it goes below yad soledet bo, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have bishul achar bishul the davar lach if it's a liquid, not if it's dry. And according to the, so that's what we're talking about. And according to the Rama, it's, you have up until it gets room temperature. And then you have Bishal Achar Bishal Badavar Lach. But if it's still warm, you don't have Bishal Achar Bishal, not by Yavish, not by Lach. That's for the Rama. V'yesh Omrim. V'yimotzi Machal Min HaTanur. If you removed it out of the Tanur. Asur L'anicham Mekarim of Kistot. You're not allowed to put it with these, I guess to have it, to cover it up. I think it's for Hatmana. No, I'm not sure exactly. What did he say? Yeah, because that's Hatmana. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. Okay. Yesh Omrim, the kol shehu samuch lechashecha, o samuch lebaruch shehu kabbalat Shabbat ledidan, im hu samuch lekach shim nistani nekedera, yefshar leharticha mibaod yom, dino kemo b'shabbat atzmo, v'yesh mekilin v'aminat lehakav. So what about Erev Shabbos? Can you put things on right before Shabbos if it's cold? So it's a machloket, and he says the minhag is to be mekel. Ach tov lahachum remakom she'ein sarach kol kach. But the minhag is, but one should be machmer if there's no need. Okay?
This is talking about soup as well?
This is talking about soup. It would be talking about anything. Mm-hmm. 1 second. V'davka al-gabe kira mamash. This is only if you put it right onto the stovetop. Aval lismoch, but right next to the flame. Afilo samach le'esh v'makom she'atzeledibbo. Even if it is yatzeledibbo next to the flame, shari. That's not a problem. Afilo samach le'chashecha. Even if it's right before Shabbos. What is he referring to? I think he's referring to if there's no blech. I think that's what he's talking about. Right before Shabbos, to heat it up right on the flame, if it's cold. I believe that's what he's talking about. When one should be machmer. Not to heat something up that's cold right before Shabbos if there's no blech. And then you're just going to leave it on. Ubitanur, ein chiluk bein la'achzi alav o lismoch etzla. And with an oven, there's no difference, you can't use it at all. V'dachol makom shiyad seledibbo. The only time all these issues are relevant and when there's yad seledibbo. If it's not yad seledibbo, you're allowed to. So I don't think they exist anymore, but I know my grandparents, they used to have a gas oven. So there was always a pilot in the oven. So in their oven, it was always warm, and it made the food very warm, but it never made it yad seledibbo. So they were able to, on Shabbos itself, open up the oven that was completely off, and put in food to warm. Because there was a pilot that kept it warm, but never to the level of Yad Seledibbo. So that's an example of this Ramah over here. Okay, all the issues are only when it's Yad Seledibbo. I think we're going to stop. Yeah, this, okay. Interesting stuff coming up.